Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
And by Second Harvest Heartland, whose mission is to end hunger through community partnerships. Every dollar donated distributes over $9 worth of food. Learn more at 2harvest.org.
This is New Classical Tracks from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Amacher. Pianist Richard Dowling doesn't come right out and say it, but he's got such a feel for this kind of music, I think he must have moonlighted in the pubs around New Haven when he was a student at Yale. It might be easy to dismiss such jobs as lowbrow, but what if you play like a superstar and nobody knows it yet? Or maybe you have a new tune you'd like to test drive. Well, take yourself to where the people are gathered. And if they've tipped back a couple of pitchers, that's all for the better. Understandably, the kind of music one plays in a noisy, crowded saloon needs to have some oomph to it. Something with a strong bass line, a compelling beat, and enough fancy finger work to turn some heads. Just before the turn of the last century, a new kind of music was developing in the saloons and brothels of Missouri. Almost always played by easy-to-hear pianos, the new music was march-like, but in a sassy, syncopated, ragged way. A couple decades, ragtime had spread across the country, constantly incorporating new flourishes and layers of difficulty that led to subgenres like novelty ragtime and stride. What all these styles had in common was that the bass didn't march so much as bounce, some busy right-hand melodies, and the expectation of improvisation. If this sounds suspiciously like jazz to you, you're not mistaken. But this was back in the day before one had to declare one's allegiance for popular music or classical music. The line was pretty blurry, and each side borrowed from the other to the benefit of both. Here's a great example. Zez Confrey takes a familiar Bon Bon by Dvorak and recasts it as a genuine foot stomper. Pianist Richard Dowling with Humorestless, Zez Confrey's take on the humoresque by Dvorak. The door swung both ways. When composer and concert pianist Abram Chasins wrote his three Chinese pieces, he used the syntax of ragtime to describe an imagined scene, rush hour in Hong Kong. Richard Dowling is returning to some familiar territory with his latest release. He recorded a collection of his favorite rags several years ago. This CD, Rhapsody in Ragtime, explores not only straight-ahead rags by usual suspects like Scott Joplin and Udi Bowman, but also explores the rag-influenced writings of jazz greats like Fats Waller, Bix Beiderbecke, and Ubi Blake. This is obviously music close to Dowling's heart, and he clearly has a lot of fun with it. It's hard not to come along for the ride and have fun, too. For this week, that's New Classical Tracks from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Amacher.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.